Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, a quick message before we start this episode of the Sun Ranto Show. Go download the Locker Room app at the iOS store if you have an iPhone. They're working on an Android version. And why? Because the Sun Ranto Show is going to be going live there in an interactive chat room every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. So follow me at Sun Ranto Show, SONRANTOSHOW, on the Locker Room app, and come join us at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. You can be a part of it. You can be invited to speak. You can ask questions and be part of the conversation. Check out the Locker Room app at the iOS App Store. It is free. Do it. And now here's the show.
Preview. Cubs preview.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hoy es un buen día y vamos a hablar todo en español sobre los cerveceros del Milwaukee. Do you know what I just said? I said, hi, everybody, and we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. And why are we going to do it? It's because Wheelo is in the house.
People are going to be. We're starting. People early. Have to be so sick of me at this point. I mean, come on, three.
Well,
times
they're sick of that
weeks.
Song.
Yeah,
it's like when you go on a Caribbean vacation and like, they have one song that they sing at the resort, and at the first day you're like, oh, everybody knows this song, and everybody's singing it. And at the end, you're just like, wish you could just like chuck your beach chair at the guy's head.
That's exactly how Oktoberfest was like for me in Germany. It's like you don't know any of the songs, and you're singing them, and then like day six, you're like, I need to enter rehab.
You're like, no more tuba. Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Well, it's been quite a start to the baseball season. And I should mention for our podcast listeners that Crawley's not here because we're going early. Michael's not here because we're going early. And we're the only ones here, actually. It's because we're going early.
I think Crawley's not here because I'm here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know how much he could take of you, Eric. I don't think, I mean, because Crawley can't really, he doesn't have a sense of humor about such things, you know?
No, he wouldn't even look at me on the last podcast when I just came on to gloat about the series victory. I mean,
there was steam coming out his ears the whole time. He just couldn't, kept making that face of just like, oh, this guy, he likes to freaking, the Brewers, come on. It's like, one lousy hit, come on. You get no hit twice. Well, I got terrible news. I'm going to start here, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But the Cubs' first base coach has COVID, so I don't really know what that means for the rest of the team and contact tracing and dudes sitting. And I haven't read, so I just got home, and I'll look it up. But I'm sure it's not good. Well, the only positive thing I can say is the Cubs, not a lot of base runners this year. So first base coach, I would feel worse for the first baseman on your team. who's stand by him the whole time, you know, no Cub to block him.
I almost wish Keston Hira would have gotten COVID, man. Get him off the freaking – yeah. Either drop him in the lineup or get him on the bench.
Does he have a hit yet?
Yeah, I mean, he has a hit. He got a hit in the last game we had here.
No, so
But he's still in a slump. I mean, I know we're playing right now. I don't think he has a hit today, but
yeah, the Brewers are playing right now. It's one zip, right?
Yeah. He had four at bats in the game on Thursday, one hit, but he drove it. But he scored a run, so there we go. It's a bounce back.
Well, Kira, notwithstanding, you got some bad news about Colton Wong. The Sunranto Show is brought to you by Bet Online. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now on pro basketball and the start of the Major League Baseball season. And BetOnline.ag has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, and I know it is, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup, BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates and is the place to be for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. So head to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. And we thank them for sponsoring the Sunranto Show.
He did. He made his triumphant return to St. Louis. All the fans cheered for him. He teared up. He cried a little bit. And then he hurt his oblique, and he's on the 10-day DL going forward. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. Obliques are weird. Like, yeah. I'd be worried about this injury because that's one of those things that it's just like a strain. They used to call it my side hurts. And like, but it's one of those – it's like your ribs, basically. Like, yeah. If you've ever strained that, it can get deep inside, like, under your armpits. Like, you probably don't have the details of where that is, but it could be a nagging thing that –
Isn't that what flared up when Sosa sneezed and he went on the DL? Yeah, that was it, right?
I think he actually broke a rib. But that's basically the same thing. Like, you know, you're just, I really do think Sosa broke his rib sneezing. Well, that's because he's powerful. Like the muscles next to him just like shuddered like a volcano. It's just like,
all those steroids, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a steroid sneeze.
So. Yeah, it's steroid lava coming out of his nose. Just like, just all over the villagers, like a volcano.
Snaps like a piece of balsa wood at a Taekwondo dojo, you know?
So he's hurt.
Yeah.
That's one way of putting it.
The thing that stinks too is that Castanera was our second baseman last year. So now we're in this, what do you do? Do you move Keston over to his natural position at second base, or do you leave him at first where we're grooming him for the rest of the season? There's talk that we're going to mix it up with Daniel Robertson and a couple other guys.
Vogelbach. Why isn't Vogelbach playing? Or Vogelbach. Sorry.
Yeah, they're saying if they move Keston over to second base, Vogelbach will get some starts, which I would love to see. I mean, we were still batting Keston number two in this lineup as of yesterday. Like, they need to drop this guy down because he just can't hit at this point.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if it's the adjustment at first base that's getting in his head with batting, but he didn't produce last year. So is this just a guy that had a lot of potential and the league figured him out? Or is it the transition in the defensive spots? I don't know, man.
You see that happening a lot and with guys that when they've got to learn a new position that they tend to suffer other places or it louses them up. In fact, I'd say usually it goes worse than it goes better, especially when you find out Keston Hiura's playing first base. You're like, what? You know, like it's just something he had never done through the minors. And I understand these guys are athletes and they could probably figure it out. And, you know, they play baseball their whole life. It's not the first time he's ever played first base, but it might have been since high school.
Yeah.
I mean, but Keston Hiura might have been a pitcher back then, too. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know. But it's like, I think it does get in their head at this level. It has to. You know, you're working on new footwork. You're focusing in a different place. You know,
I think we ruined Travis Shaw when we did that with him in his last year as a Brewer. We got Moustakas on the team, and we still wanted Shaw's batting lineup, and we put him in a really weird spot at second base and put a lot of pressure on him. I mean, this is a big third baseman, man. And he slumped and just could not hit. And I think we just got in his head. And thank God we got him back, put him back at third base, and he's just been crushing it for us.
Yeah, he started the year strong.
Yeah, I think he had four hits yesterday, and he has another hit today, man.
Yeah, you know, he started really strong. I was looking at it because when you guys got him for nothing from the Red Sox were just kind of dumping dudes left and right. And I was like, oh, man, that's not fair. How come they get him? They're like, well, you have Chris Bryan. He's supposed to be the next coming of Jesus. And I'm like, and then he wasn't. And then but you guys got Shaw, and I hated it. And then when he failed so badly, I was so excited. I was like, ha-ha, you thought you had something, and you don't, and now you do. And it's just like I can't glow and I can't dance around in his ashes anymore. It's very sad for a Cubs fan. here's one thing I did notice. We were texting back and forth yesterday. I want to talk about Corbin Burns, who we're going to see in this series that we're previewing right now. He got a start wasted against the Cardinals, where he was no hitting them, right? Forever. No hitting the Cardinals. And then, you know, Cardinals break through. He ends up losing the game. Brewers don't score. And I don't know, you were sad about it. And now you're 3-4. Despite playing well to start the season, you're 3-4.
Yeah.
You can't hit.
This is our second almost no-no that went to six. And as a Brewers fan, like, I'm not even going to mention it or even be excited about it going forward until we get into the seventh inning, to be honest with you. But we have to stop wasting these amazing starts by our pitchers, man. This offense is just not producing. And Corbin, I sent you some stats on that yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
Yeah. But I think he's given up, what, two hits in his two starts?
Yeah, here we go.
20 Ks.
From Adam McAlvey on Twitter. Who's that guy? See some Brewers dude?
Yeah, he's a Brewers beat writer.
Okay. So your first place in K rate, starters, 35.3% K rate. A 0.7 whip. That's first place. You have held opponents to a 141 average. Now, granted, you played the Cubs a lot. So, like, that really is going to count in there because we can't hit for shit. You hit us twice. You know what I mean? Like,
we also had the Twins, though, and that's a powerhouse.
That's a powerhouse. That should have been, and you still lost those games. And then you have an ERA of 235, which is third. Those are your starters. Eight runs of support, however, total. Which is 28th. That's a whole week of baseball.
Yeah.
So that puts you at 28th in the league. So wasted gem for Corbin Burns. And then when we see, and these guys are dudes, they're total dudes, but they're also due for a bad start eventually. And I'm hoping it comes against us because, you know, they've been nails this whole time. I'm like, ooh, start number three. Let's see what we got. I'm feasting. We already saw, we got a couple rematches coming up, and I'll talk about it in a second, but because you beat us in the rematches, or you beat us in the first game of it, Alzolay lost, but it got no run support, except for a Travis Shaw home run in game two of the series at Wrigley Field.
Three-run bombs.
Alzolay, three-run, and the Cubs scored zero runs, and they scored at one hit. And so you're not going to win a lot of games. That was against Freddie Peralta, and this happened again, although Alzolay is not announced for this next time. It looks like an Alzolay-Peralta rematch, and that's how it's going to line up again. And then the other matchup is going to be is Hendo and Woodruff, which was also like basically a double no-hitter until somebody broke through. The Cubs were getting no hit, so I forget who broke it up. Was it Rizzo? Hap broke it up.
Hap broke it up, yeah.
Yeah. Hap breaks it up. And then the Cubs go on to not do shit offensively for the rest of the game. But that was mostly off the bullpen. I don't know what to tell you. You kicked our ass in both these games. We had no offense at all. And now we got faced twice more. So I got to think that that's going to help the Cubs a little bit to have having just seen that pitching and being so familiar now with Peralta and with Woodruff. But same could be said on the other side, but except our guys weren't that good in the first place.
Yeah.
They were just okay.
I mean, I agree in the sense of, like, you've seen these guys, but this is elite stuff that Burns is bringing right now and Woodruff is bringing right now. And you guys just aren't hitting. So I don't know, man. Like, is it advantage Cubs at this point? Because if these guys are firing and they go out and they do what they've been doing, man, like, this looks like another sweep to me against the Cubs. I hate to say it, but
I mean, it really is one of these series is when it's possible that the first team that scores wins all three games.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
your best chance here is Freddie Peralta, because he's going to walk some guys, and he's proven it. I think he's walked four in his first two outings coming out of the gate. And that's going to be your best shot at getting a win right out of the gate for the Brewers. But Woodruff also pitched poorly at home last time out in his home start. And I think he's going to want to come back, have a little redemption in front of the fans. I think Manny Pena is going to be his go-to catcher going forward because he just calls a better game for Woodruff. They're more comfortable with each other. And we saw the difference in starts when Narvaez did it in Woodruff's opening day start. And then what it looked like when he went against you, man. He was just pumping strikes, working the zone, working quick. And it just seemed like they got in that groove. And I think that's what they're going to go. They're going to do going forward.
Well, when I look at it, I hate to say it, but the Cubs' best bet, because the one game that they won, they hit three home runs in an inning and just ambushed Brett Anderson, which, you know, we're unfortunately not facing Brett Anderson. I will talk about the other guy we're facing because it does not get easier from here. It's the guy we just talked about, Corbin Burns. Had a no-hitter going forever and had got no run support. But, you know, except for – so you look at the three true outcome baseball that the Cubs have been playing in the past. Like, maybe we should continue to try to employ that. I'm hoping just ambush first pitches, walk, you know, look – be looking fastball, you know, walk and hit home runs. That's all I'm saying. That's what the game. Those are the games the Cubs are winning because that's what they're built to do. And although I hate it, you will walk people. I'm looking at it here. It's like, you know, you have, you do walk guys. Like, you will do that. You're middle of the roads in walking. Like, you're right in your average, league average. I think that's, and you're leaving league average at giving up home runs as well. So, like, I think that's the Cubs' really only chance to score.
And I think Peralta's like nine of those walks alone. So I think that might be a little skewed just based on him, man. Because, I mean, Woodruff isn't walking guys. Burns isn't walking guys. Hader's not putting dudes on. Williams isn't putting dudes on.
Well, that's just it. Hader did walk. Maybe my view is skewed because the game I was at, Hader was walking. I remember commenting to Bleacher Jeff. I said, ooh, maybe the bloom is off the rose on this guy. You know, it's been 3 years, 4 years now. You know, at some point, you're not shut down or elite.
But he also hit 99 for the first time ever in his career in his first start. I mean, it still looks like electric stuff. He still has the pitches to blow guys by. He's making people look stupid.
I'm just saying what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, what you're hoping for.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out in the universe that eventually Hader will be terrible. One thing you're not doing offensively, and I think that it's killing you, is you're not taking walks.
No, and a lot of strikeouts. That's the problem. Yeah. Our announcer today said we only had two. I think the guy pumped 20 strikes, Martinez, in the first two innings, and we only had two swings and misses. So for our announcers, that seemed like a big upswing in our offense.
Yeah. The Cubs, they have been taking walks a lot better. And I've been just average at striking out. So
Brewers just went up, hit a two-run jack. So they're up 3-0 on the Cards right now.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to say, like, what do I root for? A meteor? Brewers, Cards? Like, I don't care. I mean,
we root for the Cardinals to lose. As Brewers fans, as Cub fans, we all hate the Cardinals.
Well, what I got to wonder is who do I think is going to be there at the end of the year? And we're going to want to have that win against. And I think it's you and not the Cardinals, even though the Cardinals are in first place now.
Yeah.
But, anyway, one thing that I've noticed that's weird this year is stolen bases. I feel like they're up. They're certainly up for the Cubs, but I it's something that they're employing, like zigging when other teams are zagging. And I know it's never going to be maybe a part of the game again completely, but one thing I've noticed early on in this season is that the caught stealings are way down. Like normally, they'd be about
that too.
The Sunranto Show is brought to you by K-Nun Sunglasses. Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. And K-Nun Sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, K-Nun's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses and are nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, K-Nun sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use the exclusive code KananCast15 at Kanan.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KANONCAST15. Kanan. Clearly better. The Sunranto Show is also brought to you by BetOnline. Did you know that it's that time of year? that time of year when baseball and basketball are heating up, and it's the start of baseball and the end of basketball. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare for their run for the playoffs, and if baseball is your first love, and I know it is, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup, and BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates. And it's the place to be for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. That nobody's expecting you to run anymore. And so the catchers are like, well, I don't really need to get that guy out there. You don't expect to run as much, but they're running off the pitcher because everybody's being too fine with the pitches now. So I think you're not sealing it off the catchers. I think almost all the catchers are great at throwing dudes out. I pop times and arm speed and how fast you can throw it. I think it's the pitchers that are being too fine that you can just steal it off them, you know, whether it be going from the windup or just not even paying attention to how far the guy is up because you're trying to execute this perfect slider on an 0-2 count to get him to chase or whatever it be, you know.
Well, it's harder now that the league's looking into pine tar as well. So, you know, and substances on the balls.
So
the story.
Yeah, I did. No, with Trevor Bauer. Yeah, I'm interested to follow it. I mean, it kind of broke, and then you didn't see much about it. And then they're probably keeping it all hush-hush because even if they do reprimand him, I don't know that they're going to want to do it publicly. They might want to figure out how widespread this usage is.
Well, he said, I think he did like a 15-minute Instagram video or something where he came out and he was like, they could take balls, and how do they know the substance didn't come off the bat or pine tar from the bat or something from the ground, et cetera. It's like, how can you tell? He just defended his case. And I mean, I don't want to say conspiracy theory, but this front office, I mean, the MLB in general, the people that run it are just awful. And I think they have it out for Bauer just because how vocal he is and how anti-MLB he is.
Yeah, no, he's not playing the old boys game. So, they don't care. They'll sacrifice you. You made your $40 million 1 year. Now get the fuck out of our league. We're going to blacklist you.
Yeah.
So,
Sorry to go on that tangent there.
No, I think it's worth talking about. I just think the interesting thing to me is how, like, they not just, I wouldn't call it covered up, but it felt like it was a thing. And then it was like a story that broke, and then they're like, oh, yes, but we're investigating. And like 3 years later, they're going to be like, oh, yes, we found abnormalities and never get into it and just try to sweep.
I kind of hate it, man. It's part of the game. It's part of what makes this sport awesome. It's like, what can you get away with?
Yeah, like, well, you probably don't remember like the Necro Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably heard about like knuckleballers known for scuffing it and like, you know, tearing up the ball, spit balls, all that.
Little sandpaper in the glove. No.
Well, yeah. There was one, I forget who it was. I think it was a Necro that it's like a famous, like, he's like, what? And when he goes, what? He tried to throw the file so it wouldn't be on him. and thinking they wouldn't notice, and the umpire, like, he just threw it away, like, you know, throw the weed out of the back of your car. So I'm like, what? Yeah. That's not my weed. That's sitting on the side of the highway. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, this is just a pound of weed. He threw the nail file.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, yeah, no, they've been trying to get away with it forever. And, you know, shit, some of these stats from the old timers that you're looking at, you know, when dudes were stealing a lot of bases and playing small ball, they're using the same ball all game.
Exactly. You want that ball.
So we talked about two of the matchups, and you already saw them because it was last week. You got the Alzolay Peralta Monday, Hendo and Woodruff on Tuesday.
Yeah. I can't see Peralta continuing to walk as many guys as he's walking. Like, he's going to have to hone it in at some point, and I'd really like to see it happen at home where – he does pitch better. So I think we'll see less walks and a better version of Peralta. And the version you saw wasn't too bad to begin with. So we'll see.
And I didn't mention the weather. It doesn't matter. You're playing a fake ass dome. It does not matter. No, it's going to be in the mid 50s. I mean, I saw they're opening tailgating, so I don't know if people are going to be doing that too much, but that seems like a safe enough activity with only 10,000 people allowed.
Every broadcaster on our local sports networks were so angry that there wasn't tailgating for the opening series, but everybody knew that they were going to focus on just keeping it safe inside the stadium and then put their focus into the parking lot. And I'll tell you what, it could be 40, 30 degrees outside. Every spot that is going to be available for tailgating and is going to have people getting hammered, pissing on their cars, man. You got to keep it in your pod. That's the big thing. You can't go and join other people's cars, other people's parties. You just got to get drunk and puke on the people you came
on
with.
On your own friends and family, yes. Not others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I think the real thing that I'm worried about COVID in those situations would be the porta potties.
Yeah.
You know, that you do not want to be in I've gone in one porta potty since COVID started, and I must admit, I was like, the fuck are you doing in here, you idiot? You're only one shot in, you stupid, stupid man. You've come this far, a year in the pandemic, you get it from because you can't hold it.
Well, what's the alternative, you know?
Piss in an alley like a goddamn person.
I'm peeing my pants for COVID.
Yeah, no, there's plenty. This is Chicago, baby. There's always some dumpster you can duck behind and share. It's where you go where the rats go. So the only imagine we did not talk about was Arietta Burns. We talked about getting that blown great start. And then Arietta, you know, what can I say? I mean, it is as advertised.
Yeah.
Been good this whole time. The velocity is down. He's pitching well. He's getting out of it. He beat the Pirates. He beat them twice.
I will say a lot of runners on. He got himself out of some jams, a little shaky. I don't think he had the command he wanted in that game, but he kept you in it and you won.
Yeah. It's the Pirates. You know, yeah, I take it all with a grain of salt. If you beat the Pirates, and they played as tight. I mean, it wasn't like he no-hit the Pirates. You know, he walked a lot of Pirates. Pirates got a lot of hits. You know, it was – so I do – you know, here's when I look at this series and kind of how I look at it to predict it. I do feel a bit of an advantage in the Peralta game coming in because – even though we're throwing Alzolay out there and piggybacking a bullpen start, whatever we're doing, only because we just saw him. And I don't think Freddie Peralta, I think he's going to pitch. He's a number five. He's your number five, 4-5. He's one of those dudes in the mix that you're starting now. I know we're going to see him out of the pen later this year. That, you know, when Council gets sick of that, he moves it around and moves his shit around. That's who Peralta was, because I looked him up. He was out of the pen last year, and he started last year, did all of it. So, like, I like our chances, but in this game, just because I think we get to him early, just from having seen him. And but the other two, man, I don't know what to think. I know it looks like a sweep to you, but I'm saying I got the most hope in game one.
I agree. That would be the most hope. I'm of the opinion he walks less guys, and you know, it's a close game. But you said your bullpen's been great, right? So if it does become a bullpen game at that point, you have confidence in it?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think that right now we got the Pirates, and I think it's not an easy, you know, all teams are hard and sometimes, but I think that it's you're going to be able to beat these guys. We're going to get to their pitching pretty easily, I think. Now we've seen it a bunch, too. We've seen the dudes. I don't know if we've seen – I forget who's going for the Pirates tonight, but we've seen now their pen. We've seen everything. They're gonna lose 102 games, and two of them will be the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that they're going to win a game. I don't. But I think that that's – going to be a cakewalk, and we're going to come in hot. We're going to continue. This is all projection, by the way. We're going to continue this roll right into maybe Tuesday. And then I get a little nervous when we get this Hendo Woodruff rematch. You may have noticed numerous ads throughout this show, and wow, what a waste of your time. I don't want to waste your time. So go to patreon.com patreon.com/sunranto, patreon.com/sunranto, and for $1 a month, or like $11 if you pay all at once, you can listen to the Sunranto show early and ad-free. That is my message to you. $1 is all it will take to save you from advertising. Your own RSS feed delivered straight to the podcatcher of your choice from Patreon. Just do it. $1, $2, $3, $5. There's perks at all levels. I'm wasting your time right now, and I'm going really slowly, just so you understand the gravity of this situation, how your time is just ticking away, your infinite time that is finite within your worldly presence, ticking away slowly with me talking uselessly about patreon.com/sunranto, where you should go, and for a dollar, a measly tiny dollar, or $3, you could not be listening to this right now as I waste your time, because you're not a Patreon subscriber. Support our show, please. Patreon.com/sunranto. No more wasting time for you or me or anybody else. Patreon.com/sunranto. No more ads, people. No more advertising.
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested to see what happens tomorrow with the Brewers and the Cards. If we lose that series, I mean, we've dug ourselves into quite a hole, and that Peralta matchup with you is going to be a bigger start for us probably than for you guys to get back in our winning ways.
You've played better than the Cubs, and you have a losing record to show for it.
Yes, we do. So, you know, on paper, you think it'd be only uphill from here, but if we lose to the Cards today or tomorrow, that's a huge start for Freddie. But what I love about the next two is then you're going Woodruff and Burns, and you just got guys that can end a slump, and they're slump busters. And
they're no Mark Grace. now he could bust the slump down in Wrigleyville. I don't know if you know about Mark Grace's slump busters.
Well, no, I don't, but I hear he was quite the drinker, right?
Oh, yeah. It basically, a slump buster is a large woman who busts your slump. And and they're found around Wrigleyville, and they're drunk and frizzy haired and a lot of fun. Think Chicago party ant.
Yeah, and that was Mark Grace's territory.
Yeah, that's what he liked to do after day games. About 5 o'clock, he'd roll in there, maybe have a beer in the clubhouse to get it loose. Yeah, you. Let's go. I'm Mark Grace. Let's go.
I'm Mark Grace, baby.
I'm Mark Grace, and I went 0-for-4 today. You gotta help me.
Here's the Chicago version of Derek Jeter, just slump busting.
Well, Derek Jeter, I think it was at least a little more high class about it. You know,
well, yeah, there was NDAs. There was like gift bags when they left. You know,
no, Mark Grace is at Nisei Lounge. You know, getting a handy in the fucking ladies' room stall. You know what I mean? Still with darts in his hand that he just didn't even put down in the middle of the game. He's just still holding them. He's like, why am I holding darts? All right. Well, there's the show. I'm nervous about the Brewers. I mean, they're coming as advertised. The only thing I think is funny is that you guys are losing more than you're winning.
I hate it. I mean, we could not be pitching better, and we could not be hitting any worse. It's just so frustrating to just allow ourselves to play so well, but then not help ourselves win. I don't know how to say it, but
when you're not scoring runs and, you know, you have the bottom OPS in the entire league right now, it's like 508. Yeah. You're just not doing anything. So, I mean, obviously you put those two things together and watch out, but at least you're not Pittsburgh, who are 1-6, and that one is to us on opening day. So I think that might be the only, like, I think Pittsburgh might go 1-161. Like, that was it. They're going to win opening day and never run into another one, even accidentally.
So this will be the most losingest team in the history of baseball, in your opinion.
Could be. I mean, they've already got a negative run differential of 27.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's because they ran into the Reds. Only Oakland's worse, which is a little surprising. And, you know, you're a week into the season. So Cubs 4-3. I mean, it's a dogfight, but Cincinnati off to the hot start. And, you know, maybe they're having last year this year. I mean, thought they were hot shit. They've got five outfielders that could all slug it. And, you know, but I think good pitching ultimately beats good hitting. So
I agree.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. And good luck to you this weekend against the hated Cardinals. I can't root for the Cardinals to win, like, regardless.
We're up 3-0 right now. Hopefully we hold on to this lead and we go and win tomorrow. And, you know, we're playing for some, because we don't see each other for a while after this. So this is a big series for both of us. And we win here. It's one less game we have to win.
We actually do see September. One more time. Yeah, one more. And then it's like half the games in April and then half the games in September is kind of how it works. So, but yeah, it's all quite, you can really dig yourself a hole if you don't. I mean, I think if the Cubs' best hope against you guys is to break even and then be able to, like, beat up on the Pirates and Reds.
Yeah.
If you can.
That's what we got to do.
And the AL Central. All right. So thanks for coming on the show, Eric. I'm sure
everybody really enjoyed it.
And enjoy the rest of your day. It looks sunny and beautiful out there in L.A. It's cold and rainy here, 50s and rainy here in Chicago. It's supposed to be that way all week. It's springtime, baby.
Yeah, L.A.'s only cold and rainy in Sinatra songs. That's the only
– Yeah, it's like the only time Frank ever went to L.A. He's like,
it's cold and rainy here in L.A. Whatever. All right.
All right. I will talk to you later. And spook og.
Og swerp. Go Brewers.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.